lost his mind or been kidnapped by the Sicilian Mafia. Because nothing had led up to him leaving me. Nothing. In fact, we'd had that steamy, breathy, fingers tangled in his hair kind of sex the night before. The last fight we'd gotten into was a petty one about the sheer amount of butt shots he liked on Instagram, and we settled that one fast with a new rule. No more double-tapping booties for Aaron, as long as Taylor agreed to stop moaning every time she saw a picture of Charlie Hunnam. It was easy. We'd become so good at settling our silly stuff, and as far as I knew, silly stuff was all we had. But then he left me, and all he gave me was that shitty note. "Tay, I hope you'll forgive me, but I had to go. Please keep the ring because you have been nothing but amazing to me, and you don't deserve this at all. I don't have a choice, but I promise I love you, and I promise you'll move on. A." I stood in the middle of the kitchen for a solid 5 minutes as the room spun around me. Then I snapped out of my daze and called him, all the while tearing through our Columbus Circle apartment for any clues that this was just a big, cruel joke. He didn't pick up, but it took 2 Wednesdays for me to consider I might actually be single. It took another till I realized I was. Several more passed before I truly accepted that this was it. Aaron and I were over. Done. The man who had seen me through my absolute worst trials and tribulations, the man I had spent the past 6 months planning a wedding with, was gone. And not only that, he wanted to be. As it turned out, he had premeditated leaving me for at least a month, considering he'd put in 2 weeks at his job, had a fucking goodbye party with his colleagues, and even finagled his way off our lease, leaving me to pay solo for the $4,000 a month studio he claimed we needed for its prestigious address. That one left me dumbfounded all over again. Because it was one thing to abandon me, but it really took some nerve to also leave me with the bills he knew I couldn't afford alone. After all, he was the one who needed to impress his rich friends. He was the one who decided that we couldn't reside anywhere but the 30th floor of a high-rise with a weekly maid service and the most absurdly expensive gym membership known to man. Since the rent came out of Aaron's checking, I footed our other expenses and paid the difference owed every month. It worked fine for 3 years, but now every last dollar sign was mine to tackle, including that of the cancellation fees from every vendor and venue we booked for the big fat wedding that wasn't going to happen. It was like rubbing financial salt into the wounds of my life, turned upside down. 4 Wednesdays ago, I picked up a night job as a waitress. 2 Wednesdays ago, I maxed out my second credit card. Last Wednesday, I got a late notice on my rent. And I was sure it couldn't possibly get shittier than that. But today, I woke up to something a solid 1,000 times worse than the last 3 combined, because this Wednesday, the bad news was waiting impatiently outside my apartment and rapping nonstop on the door despite the fact that it was 7:15 a.m. And even if it weren't, he had to know I'd want nothing to do with him. I generally preferred a good 50 streets separating me and the man whose guts I'd spent the past 3 years hating with every last fiber of my being. Taylor, come the fuck on. Open the goddamn door. Ever the charmer, that one. Today, I got Aaron's brother, Mason. Chapter 2. Taylor, I know you're in there. I can hear the TV. Panicked, I popped up on the couch that had been my bed since the breakup. Throwing the sheets off my body, I shoved my hands between the pillows, my foggy morning brain convinced that Mason would go away if I just turned off the volume. Don't bother looking for the remote. I can clearly hear you watching The Real Housewives of your shitty taste in TV. Standing now, I cut my eyes to the door, trying to decide if I wanted to blow my cover with a retort. Trust me, I'd have no interest in being here if it weren't an emergency, and I'm trying to give you the chance to do this on your own terms. Either open the door or I will.